the communication habit that separates managers from leaders. In the modern workplace, the distinction between a manager and a leader often comes down to a single, fundamental difference: how they communicate. While both roles involve guiding teams toward objectives, the communication styles they employ create vastly different outcomes. Managers typically focus on directing, controlling, and ensuring compliance, while leaders inspire, empower, and create vision through their words and actions. The communication habit that most clearly separates managers from leaders is the shift from telling to asking, from directing to empowering, and from controlling to inspiring. This fundamental difference in communication approach doesn't just change how messages are delivered, it transforms entire organizational cultures, employee engagement levels, and business outcomes. The foundation: understanding management vs. leadership communication. Managers communicate to maintain order, ensure tasks are completed, and preserve existing systems. Their communication style tends to be transactional, focused on immediate needs, and centered around control mechanisms. They ask questions like what needs to be done, and how can we maintain our current performance. Leaders, however, communicate to inspire transformation, unlock potential, and create shared vision. Their communication is relational, future-focused, and designed to empower others to achieve beyond their current capabilities. They ask questions like what's possible, and how can we grow together. This distinction becomes particularly evident in meeting dynamics and team interactions, where communication patterns reveal the underlying philosophy of the person leading the discussion. The power of listening-first communication. One of the most significant communication habits that separates leaders from managers is the practice of listening before speaking. Managers often enter conversations with predetermined solutions and spend their time explaining what needs to happen. Leaders, conversely, begin with curiosity and genuine interest in understanding different perspectives. This listening-first approach serves multiple purposes. It demonstrates respect for team members' expertise and experience, uncovers insights that might otherwise remain hidden, and creates an environment where innovation can flourish. When employees feel heard, they become more engaged, more creative, and more committed to outcomes. Effective leaders understand that listening isn't just about being quiet while others speak, it's about actively engaging with ideas, asking clarifying questions, and demonstrating through body language and responses that they value input from their team. This creates psychological safety, a critical factor in high-performing teams. Empowering through questions rather than commands. Perhaps the most transformative communication habit that distinguishes leaders from managers is the strategic use of questions. While managers often rely on commands and directives, do this, complete that, follow these steps, leaders use questions to guide discovery and empower decision-making. Powerful leadership questions include: what do you think would work best in this situation? How might we approach this challenge differently? What resources would help you succeed? What obstacles are you anticipating, and how could we address them? These questions serve multiple purposes simultaneously. They engage the recipient's critical thinking skills, demonstrate trust in their capabilities, and create ownership over solutions and outcomes. When people develop their own answers rather than simply following instructions, they become more invested in success and more resilient when facing obstacles. The qualities that separate the best managers from the rest often center around this ability to empower through questioning rather than controlling through commanding. Emotional intelligence in leadership communication. Leaders distinguish themselves through emotionally intelligent communication that acknowledges both the logical and emotional aspects of workplace interactions. While managers might focus primarily on facts, figures, and processes, leaders recognize that emotions drive behavior, motivation, and performance. Emotionally intelligent communication involves several key elements. Emotional awareness: leaders recognize and acknowledge emotions, both their own and others, rather than dismissing or ignoring them. They might say, "I can sense there's some frustration about this deadline," rather than simply pushing forward with task assignments. Empathetic responses: leaders validate feelings and perspectives, even when they don't agree with specific viewpoints. This validation doesn't mean accepting poor performance or inappropriate behavior, but rather acknowledging the human experience behind workplace challenges. Emotional regulation: leaders model emotional control and thoughtful responses, especially during stressful or challenging situations. Their communication remains calm, measured, and focused on solutions rather than reactive or blame-focused. This emotional intelligence creates trust and psychological safety, encouraging team members to share ideas, admit mistakes, and take calculated risks that drive innovation and growth. Transparent and authentic communication. Another critical communication habit that separates leaders from managers is the commitment to transparency and authenticity. While managers might filter information based on hierarchy or perceived need-to-know requirements, leaders share context, reasoning, and even uncertainty when appropriate. Transparent communication includes sharing the why behind decisions, acknowledging when information is incomplete or uncertain, and admitting mistakes or changes in direction. This openness builds trust and helps team members understand how their work contributes to larger organizational goals. Authenticity in leadership communication means being genuine rather than putting on a professional mask. This doesn't mean oversharing personal information or being inappropriate, but rather communicating in a way that feels real and human. Authentic leaders admit when they don't know something, ask for help when needed, and show genuine care for their team members' success and well-being. Vision-focused communication. One of the most powerful ways leaders differentiate themselves is through vision-focused communication that connects daily tasks to meaningful purpose. While managers might communicate about deadlines, procedures, and immediate requirements, leaders consistently link current work to future possibilities and organizational mission. Effective vision communication involves storytelling. Leaders use narratives to make abstract visions concrete and relatable. They paint pictures of what success looks like and how individual contributions create meaningful impact. Connection to purpose. Leaders help team members understand how their specific roles contribute to larger goals, customer outcomes, and organizational success. Future-oriented language. Leaders use language that emphasizes growth, possibility, and progress rather than simply maintaining current performance levels. This type of communication inspires motivation that goes beyond external rewards or consequences, tapping into intrinsic motivation and personal fulfillment. Creating psychological safety through communication. Psychological safety, the belief that one can express ideas, concerns, and mistakes without fear of negative consequences, is largely created through communication patterns. Leaders actively foster this safety through their daily interactions, while managers might inadvertently undermine it through controlling or judgmental communication. Communication habits that build psychological safety include mistake-friendly language. Leaders respond to errors with curiosity rather than criticism, asking what can we learn from this, instead of who's responsible for this problem. Idea-welcoming responses. Leaders encourage suggestions and input, even when ideas aren't immediately feasible, by responding with interest and appreciation for creative thinking. Vulnerable leadership. Leaders share their own challenges, uncertainties, and learning experiences, modeling that it's safe to be human and imperfect. When examining the defining qualities that separate leaders from managers, psychological safety consistently emerges as a critical factor in team performance and innovation. Feedback is development rather than evaluation. The way feedback is communicated represents another significant difference between managers and leaders. Managers often deliver feedback as evaluation or judgment, telling people what they did right or wrong. Leaders position feedback as development opportunities, focusing on growth and future potential. Leadership style feedback communication includes future-focused language. Here's how you could approach this differently next time, rather than here's what you did wrong. Strength-based approach, identifying and building on existing strengths while addressing development areas. Collaborative problem solving, involving the recipient in developing improvement strategies rather than simply prescribing solutions. This approach to feedback creates learning culture rather than compliance culture, encouraging continuous improvement and risk-taking. Digital communication leadership. In our increasingly digital workplace, leadership communication habits extend to virtual interactions. Leaders adapt their communication styles to maintain connection, clarity, and engagement across digital platforms. This might involve more intentional check-ins, clearer written communication, and creative ways to maintain team culture remotely. Effective digital leadership communication includes being more explicit about tone and intent, using video when possible to maintain human connection, and being responsive and accessible across digital channels. Understanding these digital leadership principles becomes increasingly important as remote and hybrid work arrangements continue to evolve. Developing leader-level communication skills. Transitioning from manager-level to leader-level communication requires intentional practice and self-awareness. Key development strategies include self-assessment, regularly evaluating your communication patterns and asking for feedback from team members about your communication style. Active listening practice, consciously working to listen more and talk less, asking follow-up questions, and demonstrating understanding before responding. Question development, building a repertoire of powerful questions that empower others rather than simply gathering information. Emotional intelligence training, developing awareness of emotional dynamics in communication and learning to respond rather than react. Vision articulation practice, working on connecting daily tasks to larger purpose and communicating inspiring future possibilities. Many organizations are recognizing the importance of developing these communication skills, as evidenced by leadership development content that focuses on transforming communication approaches. Measuring communication effectiveness. The impact of leadership communication can be measured through various indicators. Employee engagement scores. Teams led by strong communicators typically show higher engagement levels and job satisfaction. Innovation metrics. Environments with empowering communication see more suggestions, ideas, and creative problem solving. Retention rates. Employees are more likely to stay with leaders who communicate with respect, transparency, and vision. Performance outcomes. Teams with leader-level communication often exceed performance targets and adapt more quickly to change. Conclusion. The communication habit that separates managers from leaders isn't just about technique, it's about fundamental philosophy regarding human potential and organizational purpose. Managers communicate to control and maintain, leaders communicate to inspire and transform. Every conversation, meeting, and interaction represents a choice. Will you communicate as a manager or as a leader? Will you tell or ask? Will you control or empower? Will you focus on problems or possibilities? The most successful organizations are those where communication flows from a leadership mindset at every level, creating cultures of engagement, innovation, and continuous growth. By developing these communication habits, any professional can begin to lead, regardless of their formal title or position in the organizational hierarchy. The future belongs to those who can inspire others through their words, create safety through their questions, and unlock potential through their authentic, purposeful communication. The choice is yours. Will you manage through your communication, or will you lead?